Hey everybody, it's Michelle. I am here to talk to you about our Patreon page. This is the page that you can go to help support our podcast with a monthly donation. When you commit to supporting us, you can get additional bonus content such as extra podcasts, our favorite playlists, our show notes, and eventually we would like to have merchandise to sell like t-shirts and baseball caps, and we would let you have first dibs at those. Of course, because we are coffee moms, we are offering membership levels that are as follows: the coffee membership, the cold brew membership, or the espresso membership. Now, no pressure whatsoever, but if you do love our podcast and you would like to help support it, you can go to patreon.com/messybunmamaspodcast. That is Patreon, patreon.com/messybunmamaspodcast. There you can choose a membership level that works for you. Melissa and I want to thank you in advance for your love and your support.
Messy Bun Mamas. I'm Joe.
I'm John.
I am Malcolm.
Hello.
Hey, everybody.
I'm Melissa.
I'm Michelle.
And this is the Messy Bun Mamas podcast. So today we are talking about things your parents told you that turned out not to be true. Right. I was actually, I was writing things down and then I was looking up some of those like BuzzFeed lists or whatever. And I was, even, I am 31 and even now I'm like, that's not true.
It's funny because after when Melissa told me she wanted to do this as an episode, something came up in my Facebook feed where somebody asked the question, what was the most ridiculous thing that you believed as a kid?
Yeah.
And I was just like, so I'm like reading through people's comments. I'm like, oh yeah. Yeah. I believe that. Yep. I believe that too. Yep. I believe that too. Our parents lied to us a lot.
Well, and kids are just a little dumb.
Right.
I'll own it. I'll take ownership.
I agree to some sense of that because I do tell my son that if he does not keep his seatbelt buckled, that mommy will get arrested. So,
That's a common one I hear.
Yeah,
parents tell their kids.
I mean, it's not. I mean, it could be true, maybe. If I was a repeat offender.
As a habitual offender, maybe. Right. I feel like they would suspend your license and then you would still have to continue to drive. Like, there would be a...
I just like to keep it simple, though.
But I mean, yeah. So, we'll get into it. But first, mom moment of the week.
Mom moment of the week.
I'll go first.
Okay.
So, we all know how cute Rayla is. She's got this like smushy face.
Mm-hmm.
She's got dimples.
Electric smile.
Yeah. So, you know, she's starting to get a lot more independent and a personality and whatever. She's going to be two soon. And my office, like, we close the door, but like she does not accept the closing of the door. Always.
She's a Joel, hey?
Yeah. So she like sneaks in here while I'm working during the day, and she just comes over and she stands right next to my chair, and she's quiet because she knows she has to be quiet, but she'll just like come in and stand right next to my chair and just like give me like the biggest smile. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, hi, Rayla. She'll be like, hi. Just this big smile. And then her dad will come to the door and she'll like run behind my chair and hide.
So cute.
And he's like, Rayla, get out of here. And she'll like after a little while, she'll like slowly walk towards the door, and then she'll run towards the door and slam the door in his face and run back behind my chair.
You know she won my heart last week, right?
Oh, yeah. So. They became best friends.
We did become best friends.
Rayla was all about her. She just was. And the thing is like, for any of the other parents who have, you know, COVID babies. And I mean, I call them COVID babies, not because they were born during COVID, but because like
they grew
into people
during COVID.
I mean, she was 9 months old when the lockdown started. And I mean, she's not even two yet. So her like trauma being around people after not being around people for so long, like, let me tell you the craziness, the crazy things that we did. Like, I used to bring her to parking lots to put her in shopping carts and walk around in a shopping cart because she'd never been in a shopping cart.
Right.
Like, there were so many things that she hadn't done that it was just like, when she got back out in the real world, like, just imagine being locked away for most of your life. Like, all of your life you can remember. And then going out into the real world, like, the overstimulation, like, whew.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, my mom moment is that she just comes in here and she just brightens up my day, makes me all so happy. Cute. And she's, like, started doing, it's, like, a thing now. Like, she'll come and, so then she'll slam the door in her dad's face and her dad will be like, Rayla, come here. And then she'll, like, look from behind my chair. She'll be like, no!
You know, even though I act like I hate Joe's sassiness, you know that I really appreciate yeah. sassiness anyway, though.
Oh, so yeah, for I sure. Me too.
Seeing them slam the door in somebody's face is just like...
Especially because, like, she did it, like, low-key. Like, she went over there, like, head hung. Like, she was going to
leave.
Yep. Right? And then she was like, no! Slam. And then she'll, like, put her little body in front of the door. Like, she's going to block gonna him from coming.
Oh, man. I do love her.
So, what's your mama moment?
So, my mama moment, we went to the park earlier this week. I've been trying to get Joe out to the park a little more because we're trying to spend more time outside. But we have this park over by us that has this big pond. I would say maybe it's about a little, maybe between like a quarter mile, half a mile, somewhere in between there.
Okay.
And then it has a playground. I mean, it's a huge park. It has baseball diamonds, volleyball field, courts, everything. And so I like to go to that park because I can get Joe to walk around the pond with me. We'll take time to explore all the nature stuff, and then we can go play. Well, we were walking, and as we were walking down the little hill to the path, there's a lady there that was stretching. Well, she had her earbuds in, and she had her head down, and she was stretching, and I knew she could tell we were walking by. She didn't look up, so I wasn't going to try to do or say anything because, I mean, she had her earbuds in and everything. She very obviously didn't want to engage with us. Joe was not having it. He actually ran around in front of me, pushed me to a stop and said, no, mommy, we have to say hi. And then he walked over and like bent down in front of her and was like, hi, I'm Joe. What's your name? I love you so much right now. So she talked to him for a couple minutes, and then we started walking around the path, and a guy came out on his bike, and his little girl, probably about Joe's age-ish, was on one of the, I can't think of the name of the scooters, and he, Joe again, I'm Joe. What's your name? And she says her name.
Look at those social skills, man.
I know. I'm like, high five myself. I don't even like to be social like that. Oh, my God. And so, and then he talked to the dad, and Dan was like, you're so kind. And Joe's like, do you want to meet me at the park and play? And I was like, oh my God. I don't know what I did here. But then as we went around, the dad and his daughter had circled around as well, and there were ducks, and the dad was getting out bread. Well, Joe saw them and he ran up to talk to them some more, and the dad says, would you like some bread to toss to the ducks? And Joe's like, oh, absolutely.
Of course.
Well, I mean, he didn't use the word absolutely. Joe's like, yes I do. And so they were sitting there, and Joe's just like chattering to the two of them and everything. And then all of a sudden, because, you know, as you're feeding duck and geese, the swarm comes. Joe looks up and he goes, oh my God, look at all of these customers that we have here. he tickled so many people that day. I mean, because even then when we went over to the park, he played with some other kids and he talked to the parents. And I'm like, oh, he's going to be a soul winner. Could be an evangelist or something. I don't know.
I don't know how this human became so social, but.
Thank you, Lord. I don't thank you for intervening. But it was just a nice release from the terrorism that he has been raining down upon me for blocking him from his video game playing. So
that's so funny. So how's before we get into it, how is that going?
It's better. It's not quite as severe. Like, there was one day last week that I let him play for an hour, and then 2 days this week I've let him play for an hour, but he's not asking me as much as he used to. My only drawback is that now he goes to his dad and he'll whisper, which I can hear, Dad, can I play the game?
So he doesn't even ask you anymore.
So he's like trying to do the workaround.
Well, at least he knows like who to go to if it's serious business.
And so I know that like when I'm not around, if he's asking his dad is probably going to say yes. Because the reply is always, no, mommy said that you can't play. So again, I know my role in our relationship, but it's still just like, oh, that's the thing that irritates me this week is. I have to be the bad cop, but whatever.
But it's getting better. He's getting more of a personality. He's broadening his activity horizon.
And that was like a moment where I was just like, oh my God, this is really starting to pay off. Even last week when we were driving to the big backyard to meet you guys to play, instead of like pestering me about how he wanted to look at my phone again, because, you know, cutting him off of everything, he was looking up out at the sky and look at that cloud, Mom, that cloud looks like this. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm getting my little boy back. This is
right.
It's paying off. It's miserable right now, but it will be worth it in the end. So
let's get into our topic. I'm hoping that this is like lighthearted and funny, because I was like reading up on it and I was like, this is funny. So the first one that I want to go through of things your parents told you that you thought were true. I'm going to do the one. It's actually one of the ones you texted me too.
Okay.
So chocolate milk comes from brown cows.
Yes. Yeah. You know, my mom even tried to tell Joe that. And I was just like, stop lying to him.
17 million adults still believe this.
17 million. That's a lot of people.
That's a lot of grown-ups. That's a lot of dumb grown-ups. 17 million, guys.
Google friends.
I'm just like, haven't you ever had to add Hershey syrup to milk? Like,
I mean,
you didn't put two and two together?
Do you think the cow's main diet is chocolate? This is my question.
Here's my thing, okay? I feel like I remember somebody saying this when I was younger, but I never believed it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, maybe when I was, like, little, like a toddler, but, like, I didn't go into, like, 8-year-old year being like, chocolate milk comes from brown cows.
I agree. I can't tell. I wouldn't be able to tell you when I stopped believing that, but I definitely did not go into high school believing that.
But 17 million.
17 million. That's a whole lot of people. It makes me a little sad. I may be judging right now, but I'm a little bitter at Starbucks again this morning. So. One day I hope Starbucks listens to our episodes and understands my angst with their store in my village.
Yeah, so the next
now that
one.
I've thrown her off topic.
The next one is swallowed gum takes 7 years to digest.
Yes!
Okay, so I didn't, like, I guess I didn't realize that this was completely false. Like, even as a grown-up still, I'm just like, yeah, gum takes a long time to digest in your system. Maybe not 7 years, but, like, a significant amount of time. But gum is mostly digestible and will pass through the digestive system easily. There have been a few cases of kids swallowing too much gum, which led to gastrointestinal issues.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe try not to swallow a whole pack, but the gum is for sure digestible. And I was just reading it and I was like, oh, well. Now I did chew a lot of, even to this day, like I chew a lot of gum.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, I don't know, I feel like some people are just like gum chewers.
I chew gum more when I'm like super stressed. It's a good stress reliever.
Yeah,
then I'm not shoving food in my mouth all day too.
I still shove food in my mouth.
Just take the gum out,
just
right?
Take the gum out. But I never recycle gum. Like, I remember, like, in school, people used to take their gum out, put it on their lunch tray, and put it back in afterwards. And I was just like, ugh.
Can I tell you a story about my grandma? My grandma Schmidt, God bless her. She's probably my favorite grandma of all the grandmas I had. She would actually put her gum on, like, her bedside at night, and then in the morning you have that gum again. It was just
disgusting.
That's, yeah.
Sorry.
I agree. I don't disagree. But it was like, it was the joke for all of us was like, how old is the gum that she has in her mouth? It's just,
yeah, but it's like that old lady. I don't know. Old ladies are weird, man. It's like the old ladies who bring tea bags to restaurants, and it's like they've had the same tea bag for 3 weeks.
Still, there's no flavor left, friends.
We're still bleeding it out.
Right.
Well, the water still turns brown, so it still counts.
No, I drink tea too, and I can confirm that after like the third or fourth time, there's definitely no flavor.
Yeah. It's like, I don't know what you're bleeding out of these leaves, but
right, it's definitely not flavor.
Yeah, no. So this one, so watermelons will grow in your stomach from swallowed seeds.
Yes.
Okay, so I don't know if everybody is like a Rugrats fan and if anybody has seen the Rugrats episode.
This is the one where they think they're one of them's pregnant.
No, it's Chucky. Yes. So Chucky swallows a watermelon seed. So they go inside his body.
Yeah.
So, you know, to stop the watermelon from growing. And like,
I did love the Rugrats.
Well, my kids, so it's on, I think it's on Hulu or whatever. So my kids have been watching it. So we've been rewatching them all.
Mm-hmm.
But the watermelon episode comes on. John looks at me. He goes, "You will not grow a watermelon in your tummy." if you swallow a seed. I'm just like, thanks, John.
Right.
Kind of killing the magic here.
Right.
The acid in your stomach would kill the seed before it was able to implant. And you don't have dirt in your stomach.
Right.
How is it going to get watered? I'm just like, listen here, buddy.
Right. You're seven. I don't need you to give me a science thing on the show right now. I just...
But it's funny. Just watch it.
Right.
Knuckle cracking leads to arthritis. Recent studies show that pulling or twisting joints creates space between the bones, and that expansion causes negative pressure to fill with fluid that keeps bones from rubbing together. The crack we hear is actually the pop of the fluid filling that new space, and doing so doesn't cause damage or weakness to joints. The sound will probably still annoy some people, though.
I have to say, I wouldn't say that I still believed it, but it's something that I've questioned. Like, is that true?
Yeah.
So that's an interesting.
So I have, my mom has pictures of her, like, grandma or my, I think it's her grandma, maybe her great grandma. I don't know. And she had really bad arthritis in her hands. Mm-hmm. And like, you can visibly see it in pictures. And she always goes, that's because she cracked her knuckles. Mm-hmm. Cause when I was younger, I used to crack my knuckles. So like, when I read that, I was like, cracking your knuckles doesn't lead to arthritis.
Right. And so it's like, I was actually doing something good for myself.
Right.
It's funny because the reason why I did think is because sometimes Dan and I will take turns, like either massaging each other's hands or our feet. And that is the one of the things that he'll ask me to do is he'll say, can you pull on my toes and pull on my fingers? Because it feels good to him. And I was just like, so that's one of the things that always, I'm like, I wonder if that really does cause arthritis. So it's probably actually helping prevent arthritis.
Yeah.
That's funny.
It's still funny though. Cause like, so I used to be a really big knuckle cracker. Like it was like all the multiple times an hour, mm-hmm. I would crack my knuckles. And my mom, she used to tell me that all the time, like mm-hmm. all the time she would tell me that mm-hmm. to the point where like, I was so terrified of getting arthritis. Like I got out of the habit, which is probably good. Cause now Mike is such like a sound person. It would drive him to murder if I cracked my knuckles. Like, on the regular. It would, no, he would not love it. Not at all.
That's interesting.
Yeah, for sure.
I always enjoy learning more about Mike. Well, he's such a quiet guy, so he doesn't.
Not a quiet guy.
He's not. See. He's probably a lot like me, like reserved around people he's not sure about. So
I feel like he pretends to not like people, so then people don't talk to him.
And then he doesn't have to like engage.
That's exactly right? What it is. Like if I act like a growly person, then people right. are just gonna be like, I don't wanna talk to you, you're mean. But he's really like super easygoing and chill.
Now that I've gotten to know him a little more, I don't think he's mean. I wouldn't say mean. I just
he does have a resting bee face though,
yeah,
he does. For sure.
He does look like he's mad all the time. But I have my husband is the same. People have said the same thing. He's like he never smiles. He does. Just aren't saying the things that
I
make
mean,
him smile.
We don't have to smile every time we walk past humans in the grocery store.
I was gonna say people have said that about me too though. It's like you never smile.
You're just like, obviously, I don't like you.
Right. When I see you, I apparently don't have a reason to smile. So.
Okay. Touch a toad and you'll get warts.
This was a big one.
Yes. Like,
and still one of those that like, I don't believe, but it makes me wonder, is it true? Because we get lots of frogs and toads in our yard. So,
see, I had two warts on my hands when I was younger, and they coincidentally just happened in the summers that, you know, we had a bunch of toads up at my grandparents' house. You can't get warts from any amphibian. The myth likely started because some toads have warty-looking glands on their skins that are often there to secrete a protective poison to defend against predators. So they probably should be avoided anyways.
Right.
Warts are caused by a virus, a human one. Some frogs and toads do secrete toxins that can be hallucinogenic or even fatal, and most may have bacteria and parasites on their skin. So don't try kissing one. But they're not going to cause warts.
Right. Don't lick the toad. You can hold it, though.
Right? For sure, though, I that's one of the ones into adulthood that I was just like, because for some reason, like, so we don't have a screen in some of our windows just because we have an old house or whatever.
Whatever, yeah.
And we kept getting frogs.
Like the tree frogs.
Like the tree frogs upstairs in the hallway. And like some of them were like bigger. Like, and I'm like, Mike, there's a frog. And he's like, just pick it up. I'm like, no, I don't want to get a word. And he's just like, that's not a thing. And I'm just like, yes, it is. Like, this was like a year ago.
Right.
Like, I don't know anything about anything. Like, I know nothing about nature. If I was dropped and I had to survive in the wilderness, I would die. I would live as long as my body could eat itself, which would be a significant amount of time.
Right. As long as you could continue to find a water source, right?
Yeah. It would be a great weight loss plan.
I would be the one that would eat the poison berries, though. I'd be like, oh, look at those. We can eat those. My group dies a horrible ending death from the berries.
Yeah, I'm not big on the nature.
Yeah, I would say that there's some that really still make me question, because like I've heard, oh, that's not true, but it's like, is it false though?
Right. That's how I feel about it. Like, it's not true. It's like when people ask a multiple choice question in a quiz and it's like, choose the best answer,
right?
Which I always hated those, because it's just like three of them are true,
right? And what do you mean the best answer? You mean the best answer for you or the best answer for me? Because we're two different people, very obviously, because you gave me a C on that paper.
And that's literally arguments that Belinda would have with her teacher, I feel like. Maybe like arguments like that. Okay, turning on the lights in the car while driving is illegal.
I honestly will say that I thought that was...
It's not true.
True. Interesting.
It's not true.
I'm going to drive with it. It is distracting, though. But I'm going to just drive around with the lights on in my car now.
See, and... So the reason I know this isn't true is because Mike was like, it's illegal to have lights on in the car. And I'm just like,
So you Googled
it. So I Googled it. It is not illegal. It's not. It is distracting and not recommended for the driver.
Right.
However, you know what is also distracting? The four-year-old screaming in the back seat because they can't see their book.
Because they can't see what they're looking for.
So,
I totally agree with
that. Choose your battle.
Oh.
Like, if the cop pulls you over, you can just be like, buddy.
Right.
Do you have kids?
Right. Watch what happens when I turn this off. Oh, yeah. You hear that? Yeah. Turn the light back on.
Which is more distracting.
Right.
But yeah, no, it's not illegal. So she doesn't believe me on this one.
Well, I mean, I'm probably going to Google it myself, but I would believe you because I've had those discussions with my husband. We actually have lots of those discussions where we disagree on something and I Google and I'm right. So So I mean,
do you rub it in his face then, or do you just not tell him?
Well, I don't. No, I rub it in his face for sure. But it usually depends on how the conversation goes. Depends on his mood, because sometimes he'll be like, "Well, I was just saying the wrong thing to make you feel better." which will turn our fun conversation into a really bad conversation. I hate being patronized.
Don't do it. All right. Well, we're going to take a short break and we'll come back with some more things your parents told you that aren't true. All right. Welcome back to things your parents told you.
A lot of things, apparently.
Okay. Never get in a car with a stranger. Joke's on you, Mom. I've now got apps on my phone to tell strangers I want to get in their cars.
Do you know, when I was in my 20s, I've not had to do it. I didn't have to do it in my 30s or 40s, but twice I ran out of gas in my car and had to get into the car with complete strangers to get to the gas station. So, yeah, I never followed that advice. My dad's like, "You scare me. You get yourself into these situations." I'm like, "Dude, you got to live life."
Right? It's true.
Nothing quite like being on the edge of E. Drives my husband nuts. I'm sure other people too, but yeah.
But like, I feel like Uber and Lyft and that sort of stuff is still one of those things that like creep old people out. They're just like, "No, sir."
Well, it's not just a, I mean, there, it's with reason too, though, because there have been like reports of stuff happening and things. And I mean,
people die in plane crashes. Doesn't mean you don't get on a plane. Right.
But I mean, cabs have been around for forever, and right. You would call a company and they would send a random stranger to you to
right
to pick you up.
So but they have a medallion number. I don't know what that means. I mean, I've only heard this in like TV shows, like based in New York. It's not like I've actually like, right. heard somebody be like, "They have a medallion number."
Right. No, I typically don't use that type of service, but I know.
Just because you're not a drunk. You know who uses those services most? People who drink a lot.
We did use it when we went to Disney. And I will say that it feels to me like they go out of their way to make you feel safe. Like they tell you the color of the car, the license plates, so that you can match it up. You know, so you're not just getting into a random stranger's car. So I feel like they do a good job of making you feel comfortable with who you're getting in the car with.
Yeah. See, I just never had those qualms. I never have gotten into an Uber or Lyft alone. Mm-hmm. So maybe that's why I didn't really care.
Like I said, I've gotten into the car, and both times when I ran out of gas, it was men that picked me up. And I just, maybe it was dumb. I mean, maybe it was just, you know, young, dumb age. I was just like, "All right, you want to give me a ride to the gas station?" I probably with Joe have become a little more reserved about people around me. But before Joe, I was just oblivious to danger.
Or you just like, you felt good vibes from people. You just were like, "I mean, all right, you know, you aren't sketching me out. So right. We'll be okay."
Both were kind of older men. I mean, so it's not, I mean, like, not that they aren't weird perverts too, but I don't know. Like you said, I'd feel danger coming from them. And
yeah. You know, people didn't feel danger from Ted Bundy either, though. They say he was very charming.
She's smiling at me so hard right now. I know she doesn't mean what she said. I mean, it's a true fact about Ted Bundy, but you know, She's trying to do a mom move on me that she's not really part of.
Okay. If you get in trouble at school, it will go on your permanent record and ruin your life. Not once has anyone from college admissions to prospective employers to loan officers so much as mentioned the legendary permanent record.
Or even like your elementary, the satisfactories and stuff on your character traits, and like they
nobody
don't ask
cares.
For that.
Nobody cares. Let me tell you, the only people who care about your high school GPA are college admissions.
Right.
That's it. They're the only people. Like, beyond applying, like, right out of high school, I've never once been asked what my GPA is. Even after graduating college, I've never applied for a job that was like, what was your GPA?
Right.
I don't know.
They just want to know, did you get a degree?
Did you get your degree?
Right.
Oh, well, yeah, I got that.
Right.
I mean, and there's even... I have had like extracurricular activities that I've been in college, like, you know, honor societies and whatever. And it's like, I don't even put that on my application because like nobody cares. They don't care. So like
you said, that is something more that college admissions mm-hmm. for whatever reason looks for. I'm like, what does it matter if I did all this extra stuff?
Well, it's like high school students who apply for a job and put, you know, that they were in Key Club and that they're in soccer. And it's like, nobody cares, dude.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it doesn't mean you're going to do a good job. That's a fact. I mean, I wasn't part of any of that stuff. So... But when I do my work, I try to do my best.
Listen, I hired this kid when I was working at the gas station. I hired this kid who played hockey. And he... He was such a jerk. He was really good at hockey, though. Always showed up for hockey practice and hockey games. But... he just was not. It's got no bearing.
Right.
That's my point.
It doesn't make you a better employee.
Right. Ice cream trucks play music only when out of ice cream.
That's not a true statement. It can't be.
It's not.
It's to identify.
But parents told them they play the music when they're out of ice cream. Because... huh. I've never heard that.
I've never heard that either, and I don't know that I would have believed it. I mean, because why else are they coasting through the neighborhoods?
I mean, you're not wrong.
I would have called my mom out on that if she told me that one.
Okay, so this never happened to me, but I'm sure that like listeners or maybe even you have heard this one. That the family pet is living happily on a farm.
I think my mom did try that with me. And I was like, yeah, I don't believe it.
We never happened. We had one, I mean, we had like, my brother had like gerbils. And then when I was like in high school, my boyfriend got me finches for my... something. I don't know. It was mm-hmm. my birthday or whatever. Which, by the way, I hated. They were the worst thing in the entire world.
Birds are dirty.
They were so dirty.
Mm-hmm.
But after we broke up, I just came home one day and my mom had gotten rid of them. So I don't know where they went. They were just gone.
They're living on a farm somewhere.
But I didn't care. Maybe that makes me awful. But I was just like, whatever. They're gone. That's all I care about. But we had like a cat from when I was like 8, and I think when I was like in my mid to late 20s, like my dad had moved down to like Mississippi or Tennessee or something, and it got attacked by an animal. Like, so I never really had, that was really the only pet that I had. But yeah, I have heard that story though.
I've heard people say it. I don't know that I would ever say it to Joe. I don't know if he'd believe me at this point anyway, just because he's watched us bury two cats. So, I don't know. I think we had a cat that I super loved. But one day she was gone and my mom said, well, we took her to a farm, and I don't know if that's true or not. I make the choice to not want to know. I don't know that my mom would have her put down, but I do feel that they would probably take them to a shelter.
Yeah. Swim too soon after eating and you'll cramp up and drown.
I still believe that one. Even though logic says it's not true.
This whopper has been around for ages. Even the 1908 book Scouting for Boys implores young swimmers to wait 90 minutes after food or drowning will be your fault. Well, according to the American Academy of Pediatrics and the American Red Cross, your folks were lying. Mm-hmm. Just finish swallowing before you jump in the water to avoid accidentally choking and you'll be saved. The hour wait was probably just made up to give parents a brief reprieve from lifeguard duty.
Right. Swallow your food before you swim. I mean, you don't have to have it in your mouth forever. Making that lunch last. Oh, goodness. I agree. That's probably a made up rule so that parents can have a break.
Yeah, but then they got to deal with the kids running around.
I was going to say,
I don't know which is better.
I would almost want them in the water just because at least they're somewhere where I can see them then.
But I feel like nowadays we're a lot more accepting of kids wearing like life vests and puddle jumpers and swimmers and that sort of stuff. Like when I was a kid, it was like, throw you in the water. Cross your fingers you don't drown.
Right. What I think it's a matter of those things have become more affordable too. So
yeah, because we had those little but like muscle things, the blow up muscles that you could put on your arms. Mm-hmm. We called them muscles.
They did nothing. They did not keep me afloat.
I think I stopped wearing them when I was like 5. Maybe even younger.
My most traumatic swimming thing was when my parents had taken us to my mom had taken us to a beach, and we had one of those big tire. It wasn't an actual inner, it was the inside of a tire tube. And we were taking turns jumping from the dock in and diving into the thing. Well, we had it so that the thing that you put the air into, because my brain is dumb again, it was up, and somehow my swimsuit got stuck on it. So I couldn't get up. But I would have to say that I probably agree that, I mean, I never drowned, so I didn't really need those things, but I will say that it does make it convenient.
Yeah.
Because when Joe and I go swimming, I can let him put him in his vest and he can swim around and
you can read.
I don't have to be right on top of him.
Right.
So
John is at the point where he can swim without aid. I'm sure Malcolm will get there. Because all of us, all me and my brothers and my cousins, like, we were all swimming by, like, 5. Mm-hmm. We just were.
But said it was sink or swim, I mean.
Yeah.
Survival of the fittest.
Right? But, like, I know other kids who, like, they're grown-ups and they barely know how to swim.
Yeah.
I won't mention names, but you know who you are.
I wouldn't say I'm a professional swimmer. I could keep myself afloat. I wouldn't be able to save anybody else, though. Like I said, survival of the fittest. You know, you can't keep yourself going. You're sunk if you're with me, so don't go on a boat with me.
Drinking coffee stunts growth.
I believed that one as a kid. I mean, I know it's a lie now, but I did believe that one as a kid. I still drank it though because I thought it was cool.
It's not true. It's not true. I think that I started drinking coffee when I was like 12 or 13. So, I mean, and I don't think it was because like my parents were like absent parents or like I didn't wake up before school and like make coffee. But like we were not a Starbucks family in the.
Starbucks was a thing. I don't know. Might have been.
I mean, when I was in high school, Starbucks was a thing, but like my parents would not spend $5 for a coffee.
When you can do it here.
Listen,
for
when
like 4 cents.
When I was 16, I had a job that was paying me $7.20 when the minimum wage was like $5. Okay, maybe even $4.75.
You had money.
I had a lot of money. And in true form, if you've listened to the podcast, I'm kind of a workaholic. So when you're a minor, you can only work 30 hours a week. And every week I worked 29 and a half hours. And then if I had any day off school at all, you could work 40 hours or more. Like I was maxed out right every there. Week. I was like, look at all my money.
Money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I was getting $7.20 an hour. I mean, that's basically the minimum wage is now. But, like, back then, the minimum wage was, like, significantly lower.
It was, well, when I was 14, because I feel like I'm 14 to 15 years older than you.
I'm 31.
Yeah, and I'm 45, so 14 years older than you. When I was 14...
You don't seem like you're 14 years older than me.
I know.
You've aged gracefully.
Thank you. I take a moment out to feel good about myself. Only when I do things like text a private message, group text... But even then, I berate myself. She grounded me from group text last week. So.
She did it twice. And they were different group texts.
In the same week. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm becoming my dad. I'm becoming an old person. But now I don't even know where I'm going. Oh, when I was 14, minimum wage was $2.85.
Yeah.
And I mean, but even still, like you said, if I was allowed to work, I worked because that meant I got to have stuff that the other jerks in my family couldn't have.
I've been getting my nails done since I was 16 years old.
I got contacts
because
that was the cool thing to do. I mean,
yep. I always liked going out to eat, getting my nails done, my eyebrows done. Those were all things that I was like, I will spend my hard-earned money on nothing.
Right. On me.
Yeah. Like, I never was a big, like, mall shopper. I still, because I have a very, like, eclectic style. So, like, I like buying clothes from, like, thrift stores or rummage sales or whatever. Like, I'm not a big label person. But even when I was a teenager, I was like, let's go to the mall. I'm like, I don't want to spend $40 on a shirt. Can we go to the thrift store?
We did the mall, but that was because that was one of the places that we had to hang out as a group. I wouldn't say that.
Yeah, no, we hung out at the mall because we ate at the food court.
Right. But I would agree. I didn't shop there because like you said, when my check was spent on one item and then my money was gone. It's like, no.
Right.
I would even say up until I met my husband, I did more clearance and thrift store shopping. And then I met him and he's like, you don't need it. Now he's like, remember the good old days when you like, I'm confused. What do you want me to be? I know we're like way off track now, but anyway.
Sitting too close to the TV will cause eye damage.
I feel like even though I know it's not true, this is one of them that I still subconsciously believe.
Okay, so in the 1950s, there were concerns that TVs emitted unsafe levels of radiation. That's no longer a concern. And while extended close viewings could cause strain and a headache, there's no lasting damage. In fact, according to the American Academy of Ophthalmology, kids can focus up close without eye strain better than adults. Look at that.
So I don't have to keep telling my son to back away from the TV then.
No.
This is why I said I think subconsciously I still believe it, mm-hmm. because I tell him
to back away from the TV.
Back away from the TV.
Yeah. I mean, so I know that even though, like, you're not going to cause eye damage from being too close to the TV. However, I know you can cause eye damage from, like, the lights, from, flash, like, yeah. from like, the backlights on your phone, tablets, TV, and whatever. Mm-hmm. So, like, with me and my kids, I do have the backlight on our phone and electronic devices turned down to nothing. Mm-hmm. Because when we're indoors, we don't need it to be bright and lit up. When we're outside, we do because.
Right, the sun.
Darn natural light. Sure.
How dare you give me all that vitamin D?
It's true.
I agree. I think part of me too is like, we have a 50-inch TV. Why do you have to be right up on it? I mean, I can see most of what's going on with my glasses off, and I'm pretty blind. But I do tell him he has to step away.
I mean, you can still do that, but he's not going to go blind.
I don't know. Maybe he will. I mean, I don't say to him, you're going to go blind, but I do say like, oh, you're going to hurt your eyes or whatever. So, I don't know.
She's not going to give it up.
I may stick with this guy.
All right. So I'm going to end it on a melancholy note. The last lie that I'm going to say is that literally any college degree would lead to a guaranteed job. And it was the only way to get a job.
But, you know, that is something people still believe.
It's not true.
It is
like,
not true.
The trades, by the way, get paid way more
than college degree job.
Most college degrees. Do you know how many people I went to school with that got a philosophy degree? You know what a philosophy degree is going to get you?
Nothing.
A waitressing job?
Right. It's not going to get you anything to get you through life.
No.
And so I completely agree. I've had not arguments, but like strong discussions with family members that are like, my kids are going to go to college and they're going to get a degree because I didn't have that opportunity and I want what's best for them and blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, just because they get a degree doesn't mean they're going to have a job that supports them.
It's
very
true.
Well.
It's very true. And especially depending what they get a degree in, they're not even going to be able to get a job.
Right. And will it pay off all their student loans?
Right. So let's go into our recommendations for this week.
All right. You go first.
Okay. So my recommendation is, I don't know. I feel like this is one of the things that all parents should know about, but I feel like it's kind of gross. So they don't want to. It's the Nose Frida.
I don't disagree with this. And I've heard parents be like, I'm not doing that. That's so gross. And I don't disagree. It is gross, especially if when you're doing it and you're thinking about it. But that thing is
a lifesaver.
Amazing.
A lifesaver. So what it is you stick like the hole.
Tube.
Yeah, tube in your kid's nose. And there's like a filter. There's another super long tube that goes in your mouth. And you're basically like sucking the boogers out of your kid's nose. Now, I've done this with three of my children and other tiny humans that were in my house, and never once have I gotten boogers in my mouth.
No, the filter is very like secure and everything. I've never had that problem either. Joe hates it. He really hates it.
But it works so well.
It does. I mean, I speak very highly of this every time. And like I said, parents who have never used it are like, I just can't get past blah, blah, blah. And like,
You need to get past it, buddy.
Right. I mean, there's times where I consider doing it to myself. Let's just be honest.
Me too. I'm just like, can I do this to myself?
I mean, like, I don't want to have to use the neti pot because that's hard.
Right.
I'd much rather just try to suck the stuff out.
It's true, though. And like, my mother-in-law won't do it, but she'll use like the bulb aspirator. And I'm just like, but they have like the little bulb thing. Mm-hmm. But they've proven that like it doesn't really work that well. You can't really clean it.
Right. It doesn't work well. Mold builds up in there and just.
And it can hurt them.
Yes.
Because if you like don't stick it in just right, and it's just. So my recommendation this week is to, if you haven't already seen the fantasticness that is the Nose Frida, go out and buy one. They're not even that expensive. Like, they're like $15 to $20. No, like,
I can tell you, we still have enough filter. I mean, we should probably change the filter more, but we haven't. In fact, I've rinsed ours out.
We just have to,
Whatever. We've not had to buy additional filters for ours. So it totally pays for itself.
Absolutely.
Especially in like doctor visits. I mean, we've saved so much money just because we were able to keep his nose clear that he didn't get sick. So
yep, absolutely.
I love that recommendation. I second it.
So we'll have a link to it in our Amazon affiliate store.
My recommendation was actually a book that was recommended to me by Jeanette, our mutual friend Jeanette. And I think I've said to her a couple times, I'm like, I so appreciate you recommending this to me. But it's called the Jesus Storybook Bible. And I'm going to just say this right offhand. If you get this and you're reading it, they take creative liberties with it. Like when the Adam and Eve are in the garden and God is looking for them because they had sinned and they were hiding. The birds flew off into the distance. And, you know, I mean, there's some definite creative liberties in there, but every story brings you back to the gospel message and that there's a savior and he came to earth to die for your sins. It is just, I mean, even reading the introduction, every time I've read it, I think we're on our fifth time through it. Because we just started again the other day. Every time I read that introduction, I just cry my eyes out. Because it talks about, so many people think that the Bible is a book about rules. And yes, there are rules in it, but that's not the point of the Bible. And the Bible thinks that, some other people think the Bible is about heroes that we should attain to be like. And but that's, even though there are heroes, those heroes also sinned and did bad things. You know, they're not perfect. But, and then it brings it back to the Bible is about a creator that loved us so much. He had this plan to come to earth. You know, it's just, and at the end of every Bible story, it brings it back to the plan that God had for us to save us. So I, even though it does take creative license, and if you are oneness doctrine, it's not real heavy, but there's like some Trinitarian type wording in there, but I know it's coming up at this point in my life. I know when something's coming up to that, and I just easily adjust and read what I want. Change my message to my doctrine. So, but I highly recommend it. Right now you can get it on Amazon for $10.99. I mean, it's super inexpensive. And it's hardcover, so it's sturdy. The pages are that nice thick paper, so it doesn't just tear very easily. So I like it. It's a good Bible for the kids.
That's good, because like it's so hard to find like good ones. Although the picture Bible from when I was a kid, like my picture Bible, like I still like see some of the pictures, like even still now. I mean, I have the memory of an elephant, so
you should never wrong her.
Yeah, no, that's fact. I'll remember. I will forgive you.
But I will never forget.
I am Messy Pumpkins.
This is Messy Bun Mama's podcast.
This is Messy Poop.
Messy Buns, you silly.
Thank you for joining us for the Messy Bun Mama's podcast. If you can't wait to talk to us more, then hit us up on social media. We are on Pinterest, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, and YouTube at Messy Bun Mama's Podcast.
You can also reach out to us on our website at www.messybunmamaspodcast.com or email us at messybunmamaspodcast@gmail.com. Thanks for joining us. Have a great week.